number two, so we have plenty of time for your calls and thoughts. But on the way, a story that went viral this week in a big way. Parents speaking out at a meeting, a school board meeting, was arrested. And basically arrested for talking out of turn. We'll share more about that story here in a moment. There's video as well. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Also, we've got the story about the Stop Free Keen group on Facebook coming out in reality to protest the People's Barbecue, which Liberty
wasn't
activists...
Wasn't even a barbecue.
Technically wasn't
picnic.
A barbecue. Yeah, the People's Picnic.
I say picnic.
That Liberty activists put on today, and I thought they did a good job with it. The tacos were good, the pasta was good, and everybody seemed to be in good spirits until about 20 people from Stop Free Keen came out, and I was reading off some of the signs they had at what was essentially a silent protest. They didn't even have a spokesperson, nobody to whom one who was of the media could speak. Obviously, nobody wanted to talk to me. I gave them an open invitation to, be interviewed. Nobody responded. Bo Davis was there from the 101 Reasons film. It's an upcoming documentary about the Free State Project. He attempted to get the folks to comment to him about what they were there for, but they wouldn't talk to him either. In fact, we're not even sure if they would have talked to someone they didn't recognize, just some random person from the streets. It seemed like they were just not talking at all. They had their signs and not interested in communicating otherwise.
Hold on. I've got a question for you real quick. Because it's something that you mentioned, and it seems kind of odd to me. You made sure to mention that they did not have a spokesman. Who was the spokesman for the People's Barbecue?
Oh, I would say Garrett would have been the spokesman there. Because
he organized the event.
Yeah.
But who is there a spokesman for Free Keen?
No.
Okay, so why mention that they don't have a spokesman?
Well,
why mention that Stop Free Keen does not have a spokesman when Free Keen does not have a spokesman?
I mentioned it. Well, Free Keen has a dozen spokesmen. I mean, there are bloggers at Free Keen, and any one of them can speak for Free Keen. Just how any one of the Stop Free Keen members should be able to speak for themselves, but none of them were speaking. And in a situation, in a lot of cases, Daryl, I mean, I've been to a lot of protests, and there are some where there will be one person who is the go-to person.
Right.
Like, you'll ask somebody if they want to be interviewed, and they'll point you to the spokesman. So that's why I bring it up. I mean, this seemed to be sort of a classic, I don't know what the tactic is of not speaking. So it started somewhere, because I've seen it utilized in multiple protests. You don't talk to these people doing these sorts of protests, never talk to media or people coming up asking questions or whatever. It's just a kind of a weird thing. I don't get it personally.
Well, the silent protesting is more like, here's my message, I'm putting it out there, and I'm not going to take any criticism.
Right. Or, nor do I want to explain my sign. Nor do I want to tell you more about what's on the sign.
That's the downfall of it, though, is that they can't present any argument besides what's on their sign.
Well,
like, I saw one that said, Free Keen is mean.
That's right.
Great. That's not convincing anybody. That's just saying that you disagree with somebody
it
and
rhymes,
then not
though.
Giving... Yeah, well, it does rhyme. But, like, it's a really poor way to convince anybody of something.
I think the silent protest in some situations is actually beneficial to the protesters, because a lot of times unions will... just like send people to go to a protest.
Yes, that's a
they
good
have
example.
No clue why they're there.
They're just hold the whole
they
sign.
They just know they're there. Here's the sign that they're holding.
Yep.
So if anybody asks you anything, don't talk. Because, you don't really know what's going on. So
that's where the handler or the spokesperson would come in. So that's a perfect example of a protest that there's usually a handler there who will be willing to talk to the media. In this case, nobody stepped up as, the spokesperson or the handler. They were very well organized. They obviously had a staging somewhere off of downtown Central Square, and then they all marched together to the square. So, whoever it was that was behind this was, they've definitely done this before, and they did a very good job with it. So here's some of the other signs in their possession. Harassing working class isn't activism. They're talking about the parking enforcers. They're just working class folks. They don't deserve to be held accountable. You shouldn't be recording video of those government. They're just workers.
Do they realize what their job is?
Oh, sure they do. Their job is to enforce the parking department or the parking rules, and these people see that as completely legitimate. they don't have a problem at all with parking fines or the parking structure, the monopoly that the government has on it. They think that it's all very, very necessary, and that because the local activists are opposing it, that we're monsters and we want to, you know, ruin people's lives.
Well, I think, like, the fines and the tickets on the parking, like, if you violate a parking rule, like, that's fine to me. I just think the only disagreement I have is that it's run by the city of Keene or by any government, and it's not a private thing. Because they're losing money on this, and also it's going to fund things that, like, people don't even agree with. So I'm not quite sure if these protesters understand what the parking enforcers' jobs are. Exactly, like in their true nature.
No, of course not. I mean, they even when you point out to them the violence that is inherent in the system, the violence that backs the parking department, you know, look, they've taken cars from single mothers who are trying to go to work. I mean, they've made people's lives miserable in what they do. The folks who support the status quo don't care about that. I mean, because they'll tell themselves, oh, well, that person didn't pay their ticket, so therefore they deserve it. It's the mentality of the kind of the slave on slave violence of, oh, well, this other slave has been abused, and well, that's what happens when you step out of line. Master gets the whip, and the slave will be beaten, and that's to be expected. That's why we pay our parking tickets. I mean, it's just a completely different mindset than the folks in the liberty movement have. And there's no amount of persuasion. I don't know. Now, I don't know what level of persuasion could bring these people on board because they're so vitriolic and so angry.
I'm convinced that at least a few of the people in this Stop Free Keene group would be the people in states like Arizona where they actually do have an income tax. Arizona instituted something a couple of years ago on the tax form where you can basically add on however much extra tax you think you owe.
Oh, yeah?
Like, I didn't pay enough tax, here's more money.
Right.
So you're making a voluntary contribution in addition to your tax.
Are there statistics on how many people actually do
there
that?
There are. I forget the number, but the first year that it was instituted, there were a fairly decent amount of people that actually paid into it, and it was a decent amount of money.
Wow. Tax me more. All right. So going on with some of the signs here, here's one. This actually was held by a former neighbor, actually from the LRN studios. He was holding a sign that says, Keene is enslaved by Free Keene.
That's an interesting one. What does that even mean?
We can't enslave anybody. Like, the entire basis of our philosophy is on freeing people. How is it enslavement?
Don't you understand, though, Ellen? There are certain people who believe they're already free. And so there's one of the signs we'll reflect that here. But these people who believe that everything was fine before you free Keeners came along. Everything was fine.
Was normal.
Right. And now what you're doing makes them feel uncomfortable. And so they feel imposed upon. They feel as though their freedom has been infringed by the existence of liberty activists in the area who are stirring up all this trouble.
And freedom to what? To not be bothered by the fact that they're not living a completely free life?
That's right. Their freedom to not be bothered. In this case, be bothered by... I don't even know if they've gotten to those ideas, because to address those ideas would create a lot of cognitive dissonance, and, you know, they, I'm sure, would reject them.
In some ways, and I know I've heard people compare Keene to Pleasantville.
Mm-hmm.
But in a lot of ways, these are the people that are getting upset that other people are seeing color.
Oh, it's absolutely. If you haven't seen Pleasantville, and Ellen, have you seen Pleasantville?
Yes, I have.
So Pleasantville is a fine film. It's definitely one of my favorites. It's actually directed by the same guy who did the first Hunger Games movie, Gary Ross. And let's talk
and
more
about Spider-Man.
That. That's right, Tobey Maguire, the not current Spider-Man, but the previous generation Spider-Man, because they've actually just apparently rebooted the Spider-Man series within the last couple years again. Anyway, we'll come back with more here in moments. We can talk about Pleasantville and how this applies and share some of the, more of the signs. There's still several more signs to get through here from the protesters in Keene and the man arrested at a school board meeting. All coming up.
All right, hold on. We've got to interrupt the regularly scheduled stuff for just a minute. I've got to tell you about this because it's weird. It'll make sense. What if I told you that eating this one weird spice could actually help you reverse diabetes? I know, it's crazy, right? Well, if you or somebody you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes or metabolic syndrome, you've got to check out this video. It's free. You may have heard about this. People who've tried it say that they've been able to normalize their blood sugar, stop taking their diabetes meds, and their doctors are all for it. So what is it? What's behind this? Well, the company says it's a natural drug-free approach to reversing diabetes, and they say that it works in as little as 4 weeks, and it all starts with this one weird kitchen spice you probably have in your kitchen right now. So you should check out the free video and see for yourself. It's at weirdspice55.com. So write that down. It's weirdspice55.com. Weirdspice55.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country, with a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers. How can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls if you dial toll-free 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Username is lrn.fm. Still to come, one man is arrested at a school board meeting in New Hampshire, Guilford, New Hampshire, for speaking out against a passage in a book that the students are apparently, you know, one of the many books that they're told to read. He believes it was too sexually explicit for his daughter to encounter. We will share more about that with you here in a little bit. Also, I believe, Daryl, you have a story to share with us tonight about a certain court decision relating to free speech on a license plate.
Yes.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And also, want to let you know about BuzzBox Coffee. You can get a free pound of some of the best coffee in the world. BuzzBox. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. This is great coffee, and everyone I've talked to who's a coffee drinker has loved their experience with BuzzBox. You can go to coffee.freetalklive.com. You do have to pay the shipping cost, but the pound itself is free. So go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Another reason to get started with BuzzBox Coffee is not only is it great coffee, but you're also helping people around the world make a better life for themselves through loans, microloans from World Vision, as well as helping people buy into BuzzBox's coffee co-op. And these are things that they're doing as listeners of Free Talk Live sign on at coffee.freetalklive.com. Basically, every 10 listeners funds one microloan. So we get 1,000 listeners to start buying BuzzBox Coffee. There are 100 microloans that will be made through World Vision to make lives better around the world. So you pay the shipping cost, you get a free pound of coffee by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. You can cancel your subscription at any time. You'll get on an auto ship program that you can modify to your taste. So if you are a heavy drinker, you can have them ship you a new pound more often. If you're not so heavy, you can cut it and cut down the amount of time. So it's customizable. And again, free pound of coffee over at coffee.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, more of the signage from the folks who came out to protest the people's barbecue or the people's picnic today in downtown Keene, New Hampshire. It was the first sighting of the Stop Free Keeners in 2014. Last year, there were, I think it was actually before Stop Free Keene was created. I could be wrong about that, but right around the maybe the round of the time that it was created, there were a small group of people that came out to protest Free Keene at Central Square. So it's much larger now and seems much better organized, to their credit. Going on here, so we were talking about the sign that actually says, Keene is enslaved by Free Keene, which is interesting, isn't it? Free Keene, of course, is a blog. For those who haven't been, you can go to freekeene.com. You can see it's a blog. So I'm pretty sure a blog can't enslave anybody.
A source of information has put shackles on the entire
right.
town.
But maybe what they're saying is that the activism has somehow enslaved the town, in that one of the common complaints about liberty activism around here is that when the police respond, say, to make an arrest or something like that of some peaceful person like Derek J. smoking a plant in public, when the police respond, that forces the people in the community to have to pay to deal with the so-called Free Keeners, thereby enslaving them and forcing them to have to pay for it. That's
but the police are out all the time anyway. Like,
it's
they're always
true.
Looking for somebody.
They're getting a salary, so it doesn't matter what they're doing, is what you're pointing out. It wouldn't cost the people any more necessarily.
It doesn't cost them more money, no, unless
they're
arrested.
They'll claim that the resources are being used, and those resources could be used for other things.
Those resources could be used to find college kids walking from one party to another party
with an open container.
With an open container.
And they should be used for other things. I think largely what the police do is a waste of time if they're just going to talk to somebody if they're just smoking out in public.
Well, I wonder if the Stop Free Keeners are upset because the police did not come by the barbecue event today, even though food was being heated out there. It had already been cooked prior to arrival, but even though food was being served, there were no permits for the event. I don't know if money was being collected. I did give some money, but it seemed like it was a donation kind of thing. There was no obligation. It was free food, basically. So I don't know what the laws are, and I doubt Garrett knows either or what the state statutes are, but the police didn't bother to even show up.
Well, I doubt it's illegal to have a picnic on public property.
That much is true, but what about giving out food to people? There's likely some sort of health code violation.
What of the other activists in the area did let Garrett know that based on the state law as well as local ordinances, all distribution of food is subject to regulation.
It's ridiculous.
So the community kitchen that gives food mm-hmm. to homeless people is subject to regulation.
They're licensed or something. So anyway, the protesters came out, continuing with the signs. Ian Bernard Freeman said, quote, heroin should be legal, unquote. I am such a monster.
Did you say that?
Yes, absolutely. I've said that.
Yes. So that sign's actually true.
Yep, that one's true. And I believe that not only should heroin be legal, but also every other drug should be legal, including prescription medications. There should be no prescription process. I think that all drugs should be available in the market, and that you should be able to buy it to anybody from anybody who's willing to sell them to you. And I don't think that's a terrible, dangerous, or awful position at all. I feel like that's a compassionate position that helps keep people out of a prison cell. Because if you've got a problem with drugs, going to prison isn't going to help you.
Nor is getting fined for it. Because then you'll just be in a worse situation than before.
You're just more poor at that point. I mean, you're already likely poor if you're a heroin addict or a meth head or a crackhead. And having to pay the government $500 or whatever the arbitrary amount is, which, of course, most of them don't have $500 to pay, so they have to get on a payment plan. So then they're paying the government every week, you know, $30 a week or $50 a week or whatever the payment plan is. Going on here, Shire Free Church cult is tax evasion, says one of the signs. I was free before Free Keen, says another.
Can I just comment on the cult sign? This really irritates me because I've heard this before, and, like, I don't feel like I give off...
You've been told you're in a cult?
Yes. I don't feel like I give off the vibe that I've been brainwashed. I hardly even bring up issues that are opinionated when I'm around most people because I know that they'll disagree with me, so I just don't even bother.
Mm.
But what is the cult based around is what I want to know, because I've not noticed anything that seems cult-like, and where they're getting the word cult... That, to me, that just sounds strange. Like, there's nothing around here comparable to, like, Jim Jones.
No, certainly not. Although somebody did bring Kool-Aid out to the barbecue today, which was kind of funny.
Right, that was kind of funny.
So, there's actually an article I wrote on freekeen.com about cults and how it is that the people who actually believe in the state seem to be the cult members to me. But just to try to play devil's advocate here. You could make the argument that Ian Freeman's a leader, and so therefore it's a charismatic leader. Although I don't think I've got that much charisma personally.
But if it has something to do with brainwashing, don't you think that they'd be the more brainwashed ones because they believe that they're right, whereas most people who are
Don't libertarians believe they're right?
I mean, at least they're willing to accept when they're wrong in an argument.
Some are. All of them are.
Here's the main difference. In a free society, one is free to be a socialist.
Mm-hmm.
In a socialist society, one is not free to be a libertarian.
That's certainly true. We'll come back with more. We can talk about the cult aspect of this, because there were certainly some culty things that they did today, like the whole standing silently all in mass as this one entity. Creepy. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins, we do. DoorDevil.com.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We like bitcoins, and you can get some bitcoins. In fact, if you have some bitcoins already and you'd like to send some over to Free Talk Live, you can throw them in the dip in the Bitcoin tip jar. Just go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. If you don't know what a bitcoin is, it's a decentralized internet currency that seems to be taking the world by storm. It's more valuable than any other currency in the entire world. It may be more valuable than every other currency in the world combined. What do you think, Daryl? You think a Bitcoin would be more valuable than every other world currency combined? I think it probably is.
It depends on what metric it is that you're using to
the standard
make the calculation.
So like the dollar, right? Like so U.S. dollar's worth a dollar, the Canadian dollar's worth whatever it's worth at the moment, usually close to a dollar. So looking at the values of the various different world currency, you know, U.S. dollars are worth $1. Bitcoins are worth $450. There's only 200 countries in the world, so there's not 400 currencies out there, I don't think. So I would guess Bitcoin may be more valuable than every currency in the world combined.
More valuable in the fact that it's more easily transferable.
Well, yeah, but I just mean like the value for one Bitcoin. Like it's going to, like if you took a dollar and a yen or whatever and it all up.
Right. If you add up like the total amount of currency in circulation.
That's not what I mean. I just mean one of.
Right. That's why I said it depends on how you're doing the calculation to know whether or not that's a factual statement, and you could do the calculation in a way to where anything could be the most valuable thing in the world.
Well, I think what he's talking about is the translation value. So, like, you wouldn't say, like, a pound, a British pound is, like, what, $2.50?
Something like that.
So, one Bitcoin's 450.
450, yeah. So that's what I mean, like adding all the currencies, the, you know, 1 unit's worth of all of the currencies of the world up, I bet wouldn't equal a Bitcoin's value. So anyway, you can get Bitcoins for yourself at cashintocoins.com. You will need a Bitcoin wallet. You can get one of those at blockchain.info. But when you've got your wallet all set up, go to cashintocoins.com. The instructions are easy. It's safe, fast, legal, and inexpensive. And customer service is their top priority. You can use a money order, check, or wire transfer, and their rates are, to me, it seems like unbeatable. I've never seen better rates. In fact, you can actually get zero fee with cashintocoins.com if you buy less than $40 worth of Bitcoin. So go and check it out, cashintocoins.com. A few more of the signage signs from today's protest of Free Keen. I can tell you, I've been involved in activism for a long time. And I remember down in Florida, where I'm from, doing sign wavings and things like that. And it was really lonely down there. It was usually just me. So nobody ever cared enough to counter-protest me. I was just the guy out on the side of the road with the honk if you hate taxes sign. I'd stand by the post office all day on tax day and hold that sign, wave at people. You know, always get positive responses. But nobody ever came out to hold a sign next to me saying, I love my taxes. Now, every now and then, some jerk will shout out the car something about loving taxes. But nobody ever really had the dedication to protest.
We've actually had that happen here in Keene.
Someone shouting about taxes?
No, having people with signs saying, we love taxes. The Occupy people last year had their sign saying, tax the 1%.
Oh, yeah, you're right. When we actually had a tax day thing, and we were out by the post office here in Keene, and yeah, there were counter-protesters there. So regularly, we get counter-protesters here compared to anywhere else. I mean, where have Libertarian Party people ever been counter-protested in any meaningful fashion, except for Keene, New Hampshire?
It happens.
Not very often. Where would it be? On a college campus? Maybe on a college campus. But where, I mean, can you think of one? Have you ever been to one?
I've never been to one, but I know that it happens.
I would love to see pictures from it.
The thing that's great whenever a Libertarian Party candidate does get protested somewhere is that it brings news attention to the fact that there is a Libertarian Party candidate.
It's true. So, going on with the signs here, I was free before Free Keen, says one of them. And this really, I think, is a good example of the mindset of many of the folks who are critical of FreeKeene.com, is that they thought everything was just peachy. You know, Keene's a beautiful little city. Life in Keene, New Hampshire, to the respectables, seems very idyllic. And when I use the term respectables, I'm talking about the people who, you know, they don't likely get caught for having marijuana. They are left alone by the police. They drive nice cars. They're not poor people. They're not blacks and, you know, they're not Hispanics.
They have jobs.
They've got regular jobs. And, you know, they're not the kind of people the police are going to pick on. Police are going to pick on poor blacks, Hispanics, white people, people that are down in the economic strata. They're not going to pick on these respectables. So to them, life is free. They get to go to their job during the day. They get to come home. They get to freely choose which TV channel to watch. They get to go to the store and buy all kinds of wonderful things, alcohol, cigarettes. Everything's great for them, it seems. So how could someone say, Free Keene, we were already free?
It's strange to me that they think that Free Keene is enslaving people to a mentality when they don't realize how conditioned their own everyday life is. Like, there's so many things that they do every day that just seem routine to them that are actually quite unnatural. Like, it's not normal of, like, if you were a free person, you wouldn't have to obey all these ridiculous laws. Like, say one of these people from the Stop Free Keene group was born in a different country entirely, like one where pot is legal. Would they smoke it then just because the situation was different?
Well, no, of course not. These are law-abiding people, and they would never break a law.
No, she's saying if they grew up in Portugal,
yeah,
where pot has been decriminalized for the last dozen years,
yeah,
would they be protesting, we need to make these things illegal?
Oh, if they moved here, would they demand that they be made illegal?
No, if they were living in a country to where pot was legal.
Huh.
I'm saying that these people are more influenced by their surroundings than they realize. And I think they're blind to the fact that their lives aren't completely free.
No, oh, yeah, they're completely blind to that. They, if they believe they're free, it's very similar to the old Harriet Tubman quote, I freed 1,000 slaves, I could have freed 1,000 more if only they had known that they were slaves. And many of these people will take this, you know, to their grave. I mean, they're never going to believe that they weren't free. It would be very, very uncomfortable to come to a conclusion like that, because it would mean that you'd been lied to and that you'd believe the lies that you'd been told by your parents and by your church and by your teachers or whoever it was that told you those lies as
I
you
think
were growing up.
That's one of the scariest things about these people, when they were standing there not speaking, even though they were being, even though people that were protesting for Freekeen, they were speaking and being open with the conversation, but they were just silent. It just goes to show that their minds are completely closed off to any other possibility.
Yep, here's another one that says, Serenity now! You can't stop the signal, but you can stop Freekeen. Step 1, feed meter 5 cents. Step 2, driver donates $5. Step 3, question marks. Step 4, profits.
So, to go back to the Serenity Now
yes.
Sign, did you ever watch the Seinfeld episode where that sort of became popular?
Don't know anything about it.
Okay, Seinfeld was the TV show back
I know
in the
about
90s.
That.
There was an episode, well, when you said I didn't know it.
Okay.
There was an episode to where I think it was George's father was doing something to where whenever he got stressed, he would just yell, Serenity Now! And then somebody that George knew said, yeah, Serenity Now, Insanity Later. Because you keep all of the anger bottled up,
mm-hmm.
and you just shout Serenity Now. So when you read that, it just made me think that they're all going to go crazy sooner or later.
We'll come back. You can share your thoughts. Does this mean that Freekeen is on the wrong track? I mean, there's 20 people out in the streets protesting. 20 angry people, people honking as they drive by. They've got a lot of supporters. Are we doing the wrong thing? Should we call it quits? Should we stop Freekeen? It's Free Talk Live. 855-453. You can take control of the airwaves here.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-1349. 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there's no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-210-1349. 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Allow you to take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. Coming up, freedom of speech on license plates. There's been a positive court decision about that. Daryl has that story. And also on the way, the man who stood up and spoke out at a school board meeting got arrested for his efforts. We'll tell you more about that. It's been blowing up. That one's gone viral this week over at freekeen.com. We'll continue here. Take your calls at 855-450-FREE. Just a few more thoughts on the protesters. Stop Free Keen, the angry Facebook group filled with hate towards liberty activists here in the area. Intolerance, hate, misinformation, out-and-out lies about us. Now they've taken to the streets. Word is they're planning on launching a website, creating their own clothing line. And today there were 20 of them on the streets with various signs. One of them saying, harassing working people isn't activism. That's one of the signs. Another, Robin Hooders are thieves and villains.
And now, of course, that seems to be a popular trend, that claim, because remember it was one of the code enforcers who actually had a letter to the editor in the local newspaper several months ago. It may have been last summer, where he said that the Robin Hood of Keene was stealing from taxpayers. You know, this being a guy who gets a salary of somewhere in the neighborhood of $60,000 a year to be a code enforcer, who also receives a pension for being a retired police officer and probably gets some other kind of pension for something. You know, the guy that takes
enforcer, I don't think, was a retired cop.
And how does that logic work?
I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about the parking enforcer. Yes. Okay, you're right.
So you're paying into the meters and you're stealing from the taxpayers. How?
Because they're not getting as much revenue because they're writing fewer tickets. And because they're writing fewer tickets, then taxes need to go up to take the place of that money that was lost or stolen. Because it's basically you're stealing from them before they ever get the money.
Right. I just can't hook my mind around that concept.
It takes some mental gymnastics to make that leap.
I think that last sign there I saw as I was driving by,
Keene
doesn't want to be colonized.
Yeah.
I don't. Do they realize that people are going to move here regardless? Like, they don't even have to be free staters. There's going to be people moving here no matter what.
Right, like all of the state reps that supposedly represent Keene that have moved here from Massachusetts and Rhode Island and Vermont.
Right.
Yeah, those people are going to keep moving here.
It's true. But, you know, they don't like the idea of people moving in, and they're going to...
Unless they move here and bring their big government ideas with them, and then it's okay.
Well, you know, we don't know, actually, Daryl, what their political viewpoints are. The people in Stop Free Keynes' political viewpoints may differ from one another. The one thing that's that unites these folks is hatred for Free Keene and the Free State Project. Not all of them are necessarily libertarian, anti-libertarian. One of them actually is a supposed libertarian. One claims to be a free stater. There's one guy in the group who says he swears up and down he's a free stater, and he just doesn't like Free Keene and doesn't like Ian Freeman. So they allow him in the group. And every now and then he'll make libertarian arguments on certain things. So even within the group, there's not a monolithic political viewpoint. Many of them may not like the idea of more government. I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to jump out on that limb. And
I
know one of them's a socialist.
But. I was making a generalization about people in Keene in general.
Mm-hmm.
Well, seem to welcome people from outside of the area as long as they bring big government
with
them.
That much you can say is true. Such at least the voters.
The state rep from Rhode Island that said that the Free Staters were the biggest threat to the state. The state reps from Massachusetts and Vermont and Rhode Island. You know, those people are welcome here.
Sure.
But if you want to reduce the size of government, well, you need to go somewhere else.
No, you're absolutely right about that. I mean, that at least as far as the voting population of Keene, that is a true statement. The Keene's voters tend to vote for Democrats, and they tend to be big government Democrats. That much is true. Another one. Hope you're enjoying your USDA meat tacos.
Which, of course, was right, because we don't want regulation of the food, so Garrett should have gone somewhere and purchased food from a facility that had never been inspected by anything or gotten approval by the USDA to exist.
Yeah, it's funny that they bring this up because there's plenty of other organizations out there that can approve meat, not just the USDA.
It's true. And in theory, Garrett could have gone to like a local farmer and gotten some meat that way. So they were jumping to a conclusion. But he did acknowledge later that he had purchased the meat from the store. And so what?
You know? Yeah.
It was the most convenient thing.
Right. And yes, obviously in the absence of the government, or maybe it's not so obvious, but in the absence of the government, in the absence of the state, and if the USDA were to go away, stores would have a certification process. They would have, you know, if it doesn't already exist, they'd come
up
with
certify it with cyanide and chlorine, and they would kill all of their customers, Ian.
There really seem to be people who believe that if it weren't for the government, that grocery stores would be slaughtering their own customers. But I'm sorry, I just find that ridiculous because the customer, you want the customers to keep coming back. So
right, they would lose money.
It's good if you don't kill them off.
I doubt pink slime would exist without government regulation.
Here's a very inconvenient fact that some of these type of people probably don't want to hear. Everything that the FDA has ever recalled was once approved by the FDA.
Yeah, that's certainly true. And then finally, you have former parking enforcer Alan Givitz, who is the man who was mentioned in the New York Times article as the one parking enforcer of three who quit his job because he just couldn't handle it. This former Army veteran, I think it was, anyway, military veteran, who apparently could handle 22 months in Iraq, but not parking enforcement in Keene, New Hampshire. He's there holding a sign that says, "Save our city from Free Keene's antics." And there you have the summary of the events. Garrett Ian was very loquacious at this particular event. He had a lot to say to these folks. He invited them to talk to him multiple times. There's a lot of footage that's likely being uploaded right now to the Freeman TV Raw channel. I also have recorded quite a bit of his presentation. He had a lot of critical things to say. He attempted to get people to do his best to persuade them to talk. And I thought he made a lot of good points, especially about the cult-like behavior of this group. And it's interesting, if you go on the Stop Free Keene group on Facebook, how they're referring to themselves. It's like there's a reference to them as though they're this collective now, and that you know, SFK has done a good job.
Collectivists tend to collectivize.
So there you go.
And I realize that's a collectivist statement.
Yeah.
But that is generally what happens. So people that like to, you know, group people into groups tend to collectivize.
So do you think, you know, are we on the wrong track here, guys, with the activism? I mean, look at this pushback that the
obviously you're accomplishing something if you're making people angry. Like, if you're doing something that's worth doing, then there will be a response. And it will polarize people depending on how powerful it is. Like, obviously you have people that hate the Free Keen group, but there's also people that support it very strongly. Like, there's not many people that are kind of in the air about their opinion.
I wonder about that. I wonder what the actual breakdown is of people who are up in the air. You know, they're on the fence. They're not sure. There are probably a fair amount of people who just don't know anything about it. They've not ever paid attention. Maybe they've heard something here and there, but they don't really know anything.
Right. But
so
it's
what's
also
the breakdown?
It's also a very good way to get your opinions out there. And it makes a point. In the best way that you can, really, because it's not doing anything that's harmful or dangerous.
What's not?
Robinhooding.
Ah, okay.
And also blogging on the Free Keen site.
Well, you know, I wonder what the objections are, because had I actually gotten to speak to any of these people, I would ask them, what is it that you don't like about Free Keen? What is it that, you know, was there some sort of activism in particular? Because usually the most common thing that people say
you
is...
You walk around topless, smoking pot, harassing old ladies.
Usually it's one of those things is what the objection is that somebody has, either Topless Tuesdays, the 420s, the Robin Hooding. It's just usually people have some sort of issue. There's one thing in particular, but I don't know. I mean, I would love to know what these people think, what their ideas are, why they're so angry, what they'd like to say, but they didn't want to talk. They were all sworn to silence.
That's what everyone wants, is to know what their opinion is, but the best they can come up with is Free Keen is mean.
It reminds me of the quote, if you make people think they're thinking, they'll love you.
Mm.
If you really make them think, they'll hate you.
Good point. We'll come back with more on the way. Your calls, welcome, about whatever's on your mind. And still to come here, Daryl, up next, is going to tell us about a court decision that could be some good news for people with controversial license plates. More on the way here on Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is coming up next.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
What if humans found a habitable planet, set up housekeeping, and then got left alone by Earth and its big government? Well, that happened in Freehold, Michael Z. Williamson's seminal work. Now available for the first time in a signed, limited hardback edition. Other books in this series are also available in paperback. I cannot recommend a modern fiction work more highly than Freehold. Earth might have left Freehold alone, but it doesn't stay that way. It's war. Get your copy right now at all major booksellers and shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.